Page 27, The Past in Review by Catherine Skivers. Recently, my house has undergone a serious renovation. This call for going through untold numbers of paper, books, and magazines. I have had to be very careful that none of the materials relevant to the production of our CCB history is lost. I thought you might like to hear about a couple of the things I found while reviewing some of the paperwork on hand. In 1998, David Parker was our treasurer. In the minutes for the November CCB convention that year, he reported that the total assets of CCB were $435,000. Compared to the amounts we had in later years, that wasn't a lot, but I also saw the note where I had thanked one of our members for a loan of $20,000 in the spring of 1997. We use that money to pay staff, leases, utilities, and other expenses. When you compare the $20,000 against the $435,000 we had a year later, it was quite an improvement. While I was working for the Internal Revenue Service, from 1972 until February of 1990, I still managed to do work for ACB and the Organized Blind in California. Until 1984, I was with the Associated Blind of California. At that time, it merged with the California Council of the Blind. We all know what I've been doing since then. I found an article that appeared in a local Hayward, California paper from 1966, which said I had just been elected to the board of directors of the American Council of the Blind for a 4-year term. In another newspaper article, the district director of the IRS office in San Francisco announced that Catherine Skivers had received the Government Community Service Award for the Bay Area and at the same meeting received the Federal Employee of the Year Award. Page 28. I came across a notice that the Bayview chapter of CCB was giving another party for the deafblind of Northern California. Bayview had done this for about 50 years. It was scheduled to be held on December 6, 2008. Because of the increasing cost of these parties and the need for more volunteer help, the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind has partnered with Bayview for the last few years. The Bayview chapter had a meeting on the second Saturday in November, and, to everyone's amazement, found flyers posted in the Lyons Center for the Blind announcing that a dinner dance was to be held at the center on December 6. We were all very shocked and at a loss as to what to do. The Lighthouse already had several events booked for that date, so reluctantly and with great sadness we had to contact those people who had already received invitations and tell them that the party was canceled. Needless to say, they were very disappointed. This annual Christmas party is about the only event that is done for the deafblind in Northern California. This is being brought to your attention here, just so you know that in the history of the blind and visually impaired and deafblind, sometimes regrettable things do happen. I have reread the California story, which will be part of our history, which dealt with the difficulties that caused some people to separate from the council for the first time in 1959. The History and Awards Committee is going to meet at my home, and if they agree, I will ask that this article be reprinted in the next BC. Since we will be celebrating our 75th year in 2009, I think it's appropriate for that article to illustrate some of the events that have taken place, which I believe have been a part of what has made the California Council of the Blind such a great organization today.